Good morning, church. Well, let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we do thank you once again that we are alive and we have made a conscious decision to be in church here today. Now, Father God, we have songs to sing to you that glorify, lift up the name of Jesus, give you glory, and we are ready to worship you. And as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, the way that you said that you want us to come to you, we thank you once again for simply meeting us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth of the Lord.
Amen.
And you will find that in Psalm 89. Shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, also find that in Psalms, Psalm 34. The Bible says that Jesus had a personal bodyguard of angels that were with him when he was here on this earth. Whether it was one or 10,000, one was sufficient simply to protect him. But I was sitting there thinking, you have this charge that you're in charge of protecting, and you're told, just back off and let him be hurt. It goes against everything that, you know, that we have in our being. You don't want to stand by. I mean, if I was out walking with my children and I saw someone hurting them, of course I would step in. I wouldn't just say, well, you know, I guess that's too bad for them. That's what that verse here in 3 says. And how the angels must have cried, watching helpless, absolutely helpless as he died. They couldn't lift one finger because he wouldn't allow them to bring us love, perfect love, his kind of love. Amen.
Heaven came down and glory fell. soul. When at the cross a Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions of blood. Of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to
Amen.
I can assure you
that if you really like these songs this morning, the songs that we had were customized specifically for each and every single one of you. Specifically for each and every one of you.
Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us.
Hallelujah.
You know, I couldn't help but think back to last week when we were praying, and Satiris was up here, and he said, who is this wretched destroyer that he should come and oppose us? And I was sitting there thinking, wretched. Now, that is a good word to describe Satan and his demons. Absolutely wretched. Who are they? We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated.
Amen.
We can have setbacks. He can push us into the corner. But in the end, it's not us. It's God. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
Glory.
to you, I lift my voice in praise, a Lamb upon the throne. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb.
Ephesians 5:14 says, Awake thou that sleepeth, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Let us redeem the time, for the days are evil. And be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we want to ask you today, Lord, fill us with the knowledge of thy will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might according to your glorious power unto all patience, and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. But let us not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And Lord, we thank and praise you for preparing us, for enriching us, for equipping us with all that we need, and help us to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Let us walk uprightly and do righteousness and speak truth in our hearts. Backbite not with our tongue, nor do evil to our neighbor, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And now is high time to awake out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the days at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise your holy name, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, or chambering or wantonness, or envy or strife, but let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and let us not make a provision for the flesh to fulfill the last thereof, we pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let us take it seriously. And let us awake out of our sleep today in the name of Jesus. And we know that we have the power in the name of Jesus. We know that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is He that He is within us than he that's in the world. And we praise You and thank You today, O Lord. Oh, let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank You, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord. Oh, Lord, for all the provisions that You have made, Lord. For giving us the power, for giving us the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. And we praise You and thank You, Heavenly Father, for equipping us that all that we need and helping us to walk uprightly. We pray today in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord God, for everything that You're doing. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your holy name. We ask You, Lord, move today mightily in the midst of us. Oh, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Thank You for doing a deep work in each and every one of us today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. We thank You and praise You for, O Lord, anointing the pastor today mightily as he will bring the message to us. Oh, let the anointing be so great. Give him the freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, that it will be victory in this body of believers. It will be victory. And we pray and we want to surrender all to You today. And pray, Lord, use us, send us, not our will, but Thy will be done, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love You, Lord. We appreciate You. And humble thyselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank You, Lord, for meeting every need in this body of believers. Thank You for meeting the needs of the church. Thank You for supplying all our needs according to Your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, thank You, Lord. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and He is the reward of them that diligent seek Him. And no good thing will You withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank You for supplying all our needs. And Lord, as You provided for us, we also want to give today to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. We want to give, oh Lord, with all our heart. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord God. Praise You. Praise Your holy name. Oh, Lord, bring, You said, Your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in My house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord, if I do not open You the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we thank You, Lord, that You make Your promises good. Oh, we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for victory today. Thank You for touching everyone that gives a testimony. And let Your name be glorified with the testimonies, with the preaching of the word, with the music. Oh, with the high praises of God. Oh, let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. And we want to thank you and praise you today for victory all the way. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to take a couple of testimonies, and then first we have an announcement from Sister Shireen.
Hi, on this wonderful day. The sun is out. It's gorgeous. It was echoing. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for all their prayers for when I was sick. You know, enemy can knock us down, but he can't keep us down if we know the Lord. It goes right along with that song. Although Satan rages, tries to knock us down, we will not be defeated because we've been saved, we've been delivered, and we have the tools. And we've gotten the power in the name of the Lord, and that's the only way to defeat the Lord. So I'm praising God for that and all your prayers. Thank you.
Pamela.
Good morning. Well, this is the second part of the testimony I said last week. I didn't mention to you that when I was going through the process of the sale of the condo, I was down in Palo Alto, and this was when Ines first spoke to me about what the Lord had revealed to her about me. And I came back, and I was very unsettled. I couldn't believe it, in a way. But then I went in prayer, and my Father in Heaven revealed to me that through Ina that I indeed had the spirit of greed, which to me is, I believe it's coveting. Isn't it coveting, greed, coveting the same thing? In my mind, isn't that true? Sort of. But in essence, it was greed. So Karen one night knew I was troubled. So she came to me and she said something like, can I help you? Or you look troubled. So and I told her what was going on, so she prayed. We prayed together. And I went, yay, I'm free. And so I said, Lord, you're taking that spirit of greed on the cross. When you died, it's nailed to the cross. And I'm going to believe that you've delivered me from that. And I'm going to go on and believe that you have the best thing for me. Because in essence, I had the spirit of fear also. I had other spirits, you know. But it was a spirit of fear coupled with the other spirits that was hindering me. And so I just kept saying that scripture, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, that one. And so the reality of that was that I had to drop the price way down. And in my flesh, I didn't want to do that, but I knew that I had to do it. And so I did. And my sister confirmed it to me by saying, you've got to go lower, even lower, which we did, and it sold. So I just wanted to testify to you all that God removed that spirit of greed from my heart, because I am no longer attached to that apartment. You know, in fact, when I came back from my mom's house, it was like I was living in a temporary place. It was like a hotel or something. It was like I knew I wasn't going to be here too much longer. So that is the most, I just praise God for that, because that's worth more than gold, to have that removed from your heart, which it was hindering me, because God doesn't necessarily, he wants to give you the things that you need, not the things that you desire. That's Jesus. Jesus is there working for us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. But we have to recognize a lot of times what's hindering our hearts. And that is done by other sisters and brothers in the body. And I am grateful for that. I am just so happy that that was revealed to me. I am just pleased and overjoyed for Jesus, because he's the one that did it. He's the one that took away the bondage from my heart. It was bondage. And so yesterday, the Lord just wanted to show me he's in control of my life. So Joanne and I were out to lunch, and we had a bit of a trouble getting to the restaurant. We took a back way, and there's lots of traffic. And then we finally parked. I was on the right side of the street. She was on the other side. And I locked my car, got out of my car, and she said, 3 seconds. 30 seconds. What? This huge branch came down, just barely missed me by this much, and my car. You know? So I was, the angels were all around me. I mean, they were protecting me by Jesus. And I didn't get hurt. My car didn't get hurt. And we went into the restaurant and had a great time. And so I'm just so happy. So I guess I just want to praise God. I just want to thank him, because he's in control. He's totally in control. If he can save me from a branch, my car, he can get me to the next place I'm supposed to go to, which I don't know about right now, but he knows where it is, and there's no problems, and there's nothing. The heaven is, if we call out to heaven for help, then the angels by Jesus Christ comes to us and helps us. So I believe that with my whole heart, and I thank him. And I didn't, maybe that there was a reason I didn't testify this last Sunday, because there was more to be revealed. Thank you. Amen.
Can I add a little to that? I believe God wants to give you the desires of your heart also. But what happens is he just changes your desires as you go along.
So, I remember what I was going to say. I sure enjoyed that music this morning and those songs. And, Charles said those were all hand-picked for us. That doesn't mean by Charles. But in the songs that we sing, there are some words that you're going to like, and they're going to mean something more to you in this song. And then in some other song, there's going to be something for your neighbor. So the words that I liked the best this morning are not the ones I'm going to like the best next week, you know. But the ones I liked this morning were when it said, "It wasn't the nails that held Jesus to the cross." That's beautiful. So, a lot of good love songs there this morning. About the love of Jesus, right? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. We finally got a few more people in here. They sprung the springtime on us. And some of us knew it or not. First announcement. Next Sunday, we're going to have the Lord's Supper, communion. So deacons, be ready, prepare it, and we're going to have that next Sunday. How many of you had the Bucket Brigade meet you this week? You know what the Bucket Brigade is? In the old days, before they had fire trucks and fire hoses and engines, when there was a fire, they would simply have people lining up with buckets, big line, and they would pick up the water, and they would pass the bucket, and the last guy would throw it on the fire. In the church, we have the Bucket Brigade. You know, someone gets filled with the Holy Ghost, get a bit excited, and the signal goes out, Bucket Brigade. And there you stand, and you get, you know, big bucket of water. You shake it off and say, but praise the Lord anyway, you know. You get on the rock. Okay. Okay. Third one, you know, you're gone. I fail. The Bucket Brigade has been here. We need to run them out. All right. We got a email here from South Carolina. And we haven't had any type of email like this before. And her name is Mary Carlton. We have never heard about her before. And this is what she wrote. Your music is wonderful. Big letters. Keep up the good work for the Lord. Also, I would like to know if you have piano sheet music. So, somebody out there likes our music enough that they will write us an email. Well, praise God for that. Let me take it to New York, Sims family. Noah John is now enrolled in a Christian school, and he's doing much better. And Patty is getting to her... Actually, she was low on her thyroid. They got it a little bit adjusted, and she's doing much better. And Eric asked if he would pray that God will give them some more money, and he is willing to work at a school in order to have a little bit less to pay for the school. So we said we're going to pray for that. So they send greetings. And let me tell you this now. We have a family in the state of Indiana preparing to take a week off and come to California for deliverance for the husband and daughter. The wife has been in contact with a women deliverance team. It's been very successive deliverance over the phone, but now it is time to finish the process for the entire family. Let us pray that God will open the door and that the trip to Sacramento will come to pass very quickly. Here's a lowdown on it. This woman found us on the internet some time ago. And she contacted us, Carol picked up the ball, and together with a women team, they've been ministering to her and cast the demons out, prayed for her, and she was really excited. The husband looked at his wife and said, I want that. So he put in a call, or actually she put in a call and said if I would talk to the husband, and I said, yes, I will. So I talked to him this week, and we had a good discussion for about an hour on the phone. And I told him this. I said, here's what I believe you should do. You invest a lot of money in other things. Invest some money. Spend a week in Sacramento. Get delivered. Get your child prayed for. Get your wife prayed for. And so he said, I think I will do that. The next day, the Holy Spirit talked to me and said, have Eric Sims call him. Because Eric Sims originally is from Indiana. And if you remember about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Eric Sims came here for 1 week to be delivered. And he's been a happy camper since that time. So the guy in Indiana, his name is Randy, is talking to Eric. And Eric is sharing his experience. So maybe I told Randy this. I said, now, you need to do this. He said, yes. I said, don't wait till 21 years. He said, no, we're in a few months. So we're going to pray for him today. All right. Let us pray that the Obama health care project will be defeated once and for all, including his plan for education in his nation. So we want to pray for that. The war over oil continues as the price of oil stayed flat last week and closed at 81.24 cents per barrel. We will not give up and continue to pray that God will destroy the speculation in oil, natural gas, and food, because our food also goes up. Let's thank God for the rain he has bestowed upon California and the snow in the mountains. We have not yet received enough to break the drought, so let us continue to thank God that he will finish to supply us with more water. And then, this is a heavy one. Despite heavy prayer last Sunday, the destroyer demon became very active last week and inflicted heavy damage. The people afflicted by this demon ruler are not willing to let go of the demon, but are hanging on to him and his wretched underlings. This demon has ruled these people for some 9 years, and they are still not tired of him, despite the damage being done. Let us pray for a heavy hand from God that will break the will of these people and make them willing to let go of this monster demon. Now, we know this, that we can subdue evil spirits, but we cannot cast them out if a person says, I like this demon to be here. We cannot touch that spirit. But we can simply pray today that God will move upon this situation and that we will have victory. So, prayer warriors, forget the Bucker Brigade. Run! Prayer warriors!
Father God, thank you for this day, the opportunity to come to your house, to sing praises, to have time in prayer, to hear the word, study the word, and to take part in the church, which is the bride of Christ, which we are commanded to do. So we thank you for those opportunities, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that it was the love of Jesus that held Jesus to the cross. It was not man and it was not nails, but it was the love of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that you have given us authority in the name of Jesus to pray over the situations on the earth. And actually, that is the battlefield. And this is how you designed it. And you designed it giving the Christian the upper hand. And we thank you for that. So in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the situation with the family in Indiana that wants to come and receive what you have to offer. And we lift them up to you, Lord. We know that the opposition will be there, but we destroy that opposition in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that these people can come and be delivered and have a fulfilled, full life working in your kingdom, Lord, doing your will and doing damage to the kingdom of Satan. And we thank you, Father God, that that's going to take place for them, and it'll be in short order, that they will be on their way, and that they will cherish the anointing that they have been given to walk with God. Another song that we sang this morning, it said, oh, what manner of love the Father has given unto us that we can be called the sons of God. That's powerful. So we thank you for each member of the body, not only this body, but the body of Christ, to cherish the fact that they can be called the sons of God. So we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you and just ask you, God, to please allow your Holy Spirit to move through me, Lord God. Strengthen me in every way. Give me the peace and joy over my heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you this morning, pray and ask you, God, to please bind every demon and demonic force up that has attached itself to the people that are in charge of driving the oil prices up in America and throughout the world. And Lord God, I pray and ask you to bind each and every one of them. Demons. I take command over those demons, actually. I command those demons to be bound and sent to the ground, deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. Because God has given me power over these demons. And through the name of Jesus Christ, He will honor it. And we will see a difference in the prices of oil and the gas and the food to change in times to come for the glory of God. Because I believe it with all my heart that God, my Father in heaven, and Jesus Christ, His Son, and God the Holy Spirit is within me. And I love Him and honor Him and thank you for Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
When I came up here, I really didn't feel that should have been me praying for this particular thing, but I do will pray. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that I can confess once I was blind, but now I can see. And the salvation is the most important of it all. So when I pray for President Obama, I pray for his salvation, have done for a long time, and others in the government. Because if they would know the tremendous blessings and the tremendous power it is to believe in Jesus Christ, then everyone will not hesitate to accept your Savior. So I pray that there will be a mighty move in Washington, God, with salvation, with the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and all the things that you have promised for mankind to accept you as Savior and Lord. You loved us so much, so there was not the nails at the cross, but there was your love that kept you hanging there till you were finished. And you were not only dead first, but you were resurrected. You were resurrected, and you suffered a tremendous thing there on the cross and the death because of our sins. But now you're sitting at the right hand of the Father and interceding for each one of us that have accepted you as Savior. So I thank you that you would draw them by your Holy Spirit and take away all blindness and lying spirit and deception and all kind of different things that stands in the way for God to touch their hearts. And I pray especially for this health plan, God, that your perfect will be done. And I thank you for that, God. I give you the honor and glory of what you are going to do. And we praise you. We praise you and glorify your name. For you are not a man that you should lie, but have you said it, shall you not do it. And we thank you for that, God, that you will move in a mighty way across this country all over, God. And we praise you, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us so much rain this year and snow in the mountains. And we are looking to you for more, because we know that the drought has not been has not disappeared. We still have need in our reservoirs and our water table. And so we're asking you to continue bringing snow and rain until the needs are met. We need water for the crops as well as for the people. And Father, we know that you know this and that you cause the rain to come on the just and the unjust, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you are in charge of things, and we thank you that you are also having a heart of compassion for us. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. And again, today we want to take authority over this destroyer. And anyone that agrees with me, let us reach our hands towards the altar. Let us all agree together that this, we're going to let go this demonic ruler right now in the name of Jesus. That destroyer, we're going to let him go. We're not going to hold on to him. No one will hold on to that destroyer, but they will let him go. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, who is this wretched destroyer that will defy the armies of the living God? This body of Christ in the name of Jesus will not be able to defy it anymore. And right now, we take dominion and authority over that spirit, that destroyer, in the name of Jesus. We render you useless, harmless, unable to cause any harm in this body anymore. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, you are defeated and you are rendered useless in this body of believers. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the power, giving us the authority, oh Lord, to make him powerless in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Lois Amaka to you today that is sick. We thank you, Father God, for your holy power, Holy Ghost, to go through her body right now and heal her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. And we thank you for restoration there, that right now your healing power is touching her. And we praise you for that. Father God, I lift up the Sims family in New York. And Father God, I thank you right now you're going to help Eric, as there's a high cost every month to be to that Christian school. The Father God, either you give him a raise or the job, or you let that school take some money off as he's helping out and working with them in different areas. I'll be thankful for that. Thank you, Father God, for touching Patty. Thank you, Lord, that she has a new thyroid, is on its way. Thank you, Father God, for taking care of everything in her life. And we thank you for victory in the Sims family. And we praise you now, Father God, for our church. We thank you right now for touching us here today. And Lord, I'm sick and tired of these spirits of intimidation. Yes. They're intimidating us and taking away our freedom to worship, freedom to pray and express ourselves. And I rebuke those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you will give us a tremendous outpouring of your Holy Ghost. That, Father God, we will be excited, and we are not going to accept any garbage from the devil anymore. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those are a great said, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outline sent out.